you guys watch Flash Forward? Like three? Awesome. Okay. It's a pretty good show, actually. 6 months ago, I did a lesson called Flash Forward, and we talked about looking 6 months into your future, and I actually asked you guys to write down something that you saw as your spiritual flash forward, if you will, and to look ahead and in a way really to set a goal and to look and see where you're at. Well, this is 6 months later, you know, right now. So I don't know how many of you guys did that. I don't know if any of you guys did that. And I'm not gonna like call out hands or whatever, but I wanted you guys to really take a look and to look into the future. That's really kind of the premise of the show is they have, you know, the entire planet blacks out and everybody sees 6 months into the future, and then the whole show is trying to either trying to prevent that from happening if they didn't like what they saw, or to make sure that happens if they did like what they see. And you come to find out as you watch the show, sometimes fate, you know, has a play in it, and sometimes it doesn't at all. Sometimes it is something that we can control. And really the premise of the last time that we talked was to not settle for second best, because what God sees for each and every one of us is not second best at all. This was actually the verse that we talked about. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. The mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. God has something amazing prepared for everybody, but the problem is, I'm not sitting here saying that, like, if you're a follower of Christ, your life is going to be awesome and amazing, because we all know that that is not necessarily the case all the time. But what usually gets in our way from seeing what God sees in our life is us. We get in our own way 99.9% of the time. We get in our own way. Sin gets in our way. And in 2 Timothy 2:13, it says that if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful and cannot deny who he is. So even though we listen, you know, we're looking at God and we're saying, God, I know what you want for my life, but sometimes I just decide to turn you off and not do that, he'll still remain faithful to us. That's a good promise to have. And that's a good thing to know, is that he's still going to remain faithful to us. And if you didn't set a goal 6 months ago, and you didn't set a spiritual goal maybe necessarily, and you just haven't taken it seriously, I want to encourage you guys to do that either today or very soon. And the good thing is we're putting some things in place here that are going to help you with that. Because on June 6th, when we make the change and the service switch, like we talked about last week, we're going to have a set-aside time for you guys once a week to do discipleship. You know, it's going to be Sunday morning between the hours of 9 and 10:30. And 10:45 is when the bridge is going to start. So during those times, that's when you will have a designated time during the week to come in and work on growing spiritually. Work on making that flash forward that maybe you have a reality. That's really kind of what that set-aside time is for. All the leaders down here, we're going to be here to go through these books with you guys that I've got. It's an 8-week thing that talks about the fundamentals of the faith, as I talked about it last week. It's an awesome book. It's actually, all the curriculum and stuff is written by Darius Scher. All of us as leaders, we're going to, you know, probably be approaching some of you guys and saying, hey, you know, be in my group. Let's meet at 9:30 every Sunday morning, and, you know, for the next 8 weeks, and we'll go through this book, you know, just two or three of us at a time, and really discuss and dive into the Bible a little bit. That's how you grow. I don't want you guys to just not be able to feed yourself spiritually. That's the last thing I want, is for you guys to come out of here and not know at all how to study the Bible, not know at all how to learn anything more. I don't want you guys to not be self-feeders, you know. If I was still spoon-feeding my children, you know, who's Gavin's 4 and a half, you know, he would maybe get to your guys' age and still be just sitting there going, you know. So, you know, sitting there with your mouth open expecting a spoon to be thrown into it, you know. But that's not at all what I want for you guys at all. That's not what our goal is for you guys. And you're never going to grow spiritually if you don't take some time to do discipleship type of stuff. So that's that. But the kind of flash forward that I want to talk about today is this part two, is a much different kind of flash forward. That was kind of my part one little spiel there. The thing I want to talk about today is I want to talk about current events and some things that are going on today. And I want to talk about a flash forward that Jesus had. Because Jesus actually had a flash forward as he was sitting with his disciples talking. And we're going to get into that. And I look around at the planet and the things that are going on in the news and stuff. Do you realize that there are natural disasters on the planet almost every single day right now? Have you noticed that? Has anybody noticed that? Like, Sean and I were talking like about a week or two ago, and we actually started keeping track. I think it was 2 weeks ago. Every single day, there was an earthquake somewhere on the planet that was over 6.5. Every single day that week. We seriously started like marking it down. Dude, another one today. Where's this one? You know, some other place on the planet. It was nuts. All these natural disasters, they just keep popping up and keep popping up. And, you know, you had Haiti. There's one in China, Chile, all these kinds of places. Now you got this volcano that's like shut down air travel for half the planet, you know, because it went off and all that stuff and with all the ash in the air and everything. You're looking at this and going, what does this all mean? What does this all mean? All this stuff's going on. And there's kind of two schools of thought here. Number one is the whole, well, there's always been natural disasters going on the planet. It's just with our technology that we have and the communication possibilities that we have. And, you know, I mean, for crying out loud, LeBron's elbow has a Twitter account. So, you know, there's all kinds of good technology out there that gets us information faster. So maybe it's just that, well, all these were going on all the time anyway. We just know more about them now. Okay, I'll give you that. You know, there is some news that we know about now that we didn't know about a few years ago. Or could it be the other side of it that talks about what the Word of God has to say, that every prophecy in the Bible up until the game over stuff has been fulfilled to the letter up to this point, and maybe this has something to do with it? Is there a connection there? I'm going to present some stuff to you guys. I'm going to lay out some evidence and basically let you decide for yourself based on what the Word of God says here. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Jesus foretells the future. He's sitting with his disciples, okay? And in verse 3 is where we're going to be starting here. Verse 3 through verse 8. It says, later Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives. His disciples came to him privately and said, tell us, when will all this happen? What sign will signal your return and the end of the world? So they're specifically asking him, Jesus, give us some signs. What are some things that we can keep our eyes open for that we know you're coming back soon and that you're going to put an end to all this? So verse 4, Jesus told them, don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah. They will deceive many, and you will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. Yes, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in many parts of the world, but all this is only the first of the birth pains with more to come. So he's talking about wars and famines and earthquakes and all kinds of stuff going on big time. Okay, so that's just in Matthew. Let's flip to Mark. We're going to go through Matthew, Mark, and Luke. In Mark chapter 13, this is pretty much the exact same account, but from a different perspective. There's a lot of the same stories in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John about Jesus, but they're all told from different perspectives because it was four different authors. So Mark 13, 7 through 8, says this. You will hear of wars, threats of wars, but don't panic. Yes, these things must take place, and the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in many parts of the world, as well as famines. This is only the first of the birth pains with more to come. So it sounds very much like the same thing that we read before. Luke chapter 21, if you flip over to the next part. So we've got consistency here in what's being said, right? Luke chapter 21, verses 9 through 11, says pretty much the same thing. And when you hear of wars and insurrections, don't panic. Yes, these things must take place first, but the end won't follow immediately. Then he added, nation will go against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and there will be famines and plagues in many lands. There will be terrifying things and great miraculous signs from heaven. To me, this sounds a lot like what's going on now, if you ask me. There's wars going on constantly, constantly. And you know, again, okay, well, there was always wars going on, I guess. Okay, but not like this. Not like what's going on now. At no time in history was there things going on the way they are now in terms of the natural disasters and everything starting to line up. Every other prophecy in the Bible has come true to the letter. So why would these be any different? God is a God of consistency. Would we all agree on that? You know, very consistent God. So why would things be different when it comes to this? God's consistent. All three passages there, three different books, three different authors, three different accounts, all say the same thing. They all say the same thing. And when Jesus has a flash forward, you can take it to the bank, okay? Because what he says will happen, will happen. The thing we have to look at, though, is to not miss what Jesus says here, though. He gives us some very good advice. Because I'm looking at this stuff and going, well, good grief. You know, all this stuff's happening right now. In front of my face, every time you look in the paper, you know, whoa, we're awfully close now. And I know people have been saying for years, well, Jesus could come back any day. Jesus could come back any day. And yes, he could have come back any day. But I'm saying Jesus could come back like any day, like before I'm done talking. Because everything is in place. Literally, everything is in place. So what's his advice, though? Don't panic. These are the things that he's saying. You know, I'm kind of laying it on thick a little bit right now. But at the same time, because I want you to understand the reality of the situation, don't panic, okay? Keep your head and don't be frightened. And when he's talking about being frightened and terrified, I mean, he's talking like freaking out, like going crazy, like the people standing on the side of the road with the signs that are like, the end is near, you know, that's, okay? Like, you're really doing a lot of good there. I'm just saying. But we have to be ready. We have to be ready, and being ready is not obsessing about what might or might not happen. All right, here's what being ready is, if you ask me, scripturally. A few things here. Making sure you're right with God, okay? And when I say Jesus is coming back anytime, I mean that. If you're sitting in here and you don't have a relationship with God, maybe you've been listening to me for 2 years now, because it's coming up on 2 years in June, good grief, and you still don't have a relationship with God. Good grief, you need to get right with him. You need to get right with God, and you need to make this right, because I'm not kidding when I say any day now he could come back. And when that happens, I don't want any of you sitting here going, oh snap, knowing exactly what happened, because you've been hearing Jay talk about it for 2 years, and all of a sudden you're sitting here and all your Christian friends are gone, and you're sitting here going, well, I know what just happened. I don't want that to happen to anybody. God doesn't want that to happen to anybody. Jesus doesn't want that to happen to anybody. So, number one, get right with God. The next one, living each day like he's coming back today, because he could be. If I haven't already said that, I think I did. He could be coming back today. So we need to live each day like he's going to be coming back that day, because he is. Very, very soon. I honestly believe this when I say this. Some of you, and I think Josh was in my seventh grade boys class when I said this to my seventh grade boys class up there. I don't know that some of you that are like the freshman, sophomore, and don't take this to the bank. This is just me talking, and maybe I shouldn't say this. I don't know if you guys will actually get out of high school before Jesus comes back. That's how close I feel we are, okay? It's really, it very well could be that close. Everything is in place. Could it be another 20 years? Yep. But everything is in place. Everything is in place. So live each day like he's coming back today. Now, what does that mean, living each day like he's coming back today? Well, living with a sense of urgency, living with a sense of wanting to pass along the Bible's warnings and sharing the message of the gospel. Enough of you guys have heard me talk in here and have heard me speak enough in here to know how to share the gospel with somebody. We've gone through gospel journey. We've done a lot of things. You guys know your stuff. Enough of you in here know your stuff. We need to be sharing it with our friends more. We need to be sharing it with our friends more, and that's our connection point. How should the return of Christ impact your life? Knowing that he could be coming back literally any minute, how should it impact your life? Reach out, don't freak out, okay? Reach out to your friends. Don't freak out and bury yourself in a bunker, all right? Jesus says to occupy until I come back. That doesn't mean, you know, to occupy means carry on. Don't obsess about it. I'm kind of obsessing a little bit and telling you some things to make you aware of things that are going on. But to not completely obsess about it, that you're so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. That makes sense? You know? That like you're so focused on all this like rapture and revelation and pre-trib stuff and all that different theology stuff, that you get so wrapped up in that you're no earthly good. We need to use this and look at this as an opportunity. Guys, you might have 2 years left. I don't know, I'm just throwing out a number. Let's say you only have 2 years left to reach your friends. That could be the case. You could have 20. But because God is God. So I'm not calling my shot here. Please don't, I'm not calling my shot for the rapture. But you might. You might. What are you going to do with that time? Reach out. Don't freak out.